Tēnā koutou katoa. This is Jamie from Christchurch City Libraries. During November, experienced and aspiring writers worldwide will take on the challenge of National Novel Writing Month. This year, Christchurch City Libraries is getting involved too. To find out more about NaNoWriMo, we're here talking to Judy and Gillian. Tēnā koutou.
Hi, I'm Gillian St. Kevin. I write empowering queer fantasy that confounds expectations.
And I'm Judy L. Moore. I'm a writer, editor, and writing coach, and for 2023, I'm the municipal liaison for NaNoWriMo. NaNoWriMo stands for National Novel Writing Month. It's a bit weird because it's actually an international event. If you are going with the original, hardcore, old-school NaNoWriMo, it is 50,000 words. That might seem like a lot. And so in Christchurch in particular, we actually advocate to use NaNoWriMo as a time to reboot your writing routines. So we encourage writers to not focus on the word count, but just write. Just get out there and just write.
So I have a lot of experience with NaNoWriMo, having taken part in it for over a decade now. I've come away with a feeling of community, of empowerment, and of increased confidence in myself as a writer and just enthusiasm for writing in general. Writing can be really lonely and you're in your head a lot of the time. So being able to get out, meet with other people, other writers, and just get a change of scene, it's really good for writers. The other magical thing that happens when you get a bunch of writers together is that we motivate each other. We also have the ability to bounce ideas off each other. Even if you can't get to an in-person writing group, I really highly recommend looking for other groups online.
I definitely totally agree with that. Writing, there are days when it just wants to kick you from one side to the other. And that's where the writing community is really good because they understand the roller coaster that it is.
I have so many good survival tips for NaNo. Don't go into this thinking, I'll find the time, make the time, and then protect that time. Take advantage of your starting energy. Use that energy to try and get ahead with your word count. The other thing I think is really important is nurturing your enthusiasm. Spend time before November to reread books you love, to daydream about your writing project, and just get yourself really fired up to write. Your writing will be awful. There will be days where you're like, I'm just wasting my time. This happens to everyone. Don't believe your inner editor when it tells you that this work is nonsense. Celebrate your progress. If you have written 2,000 words and you've never done that before, that is massive. Don't compare yourself to other people. Just concentrate on how well you're doing.
I'm a rebel. Old school NaNoWriMo is new project, new draft, 50,000 words. I'm always multiple projects, not always necessarily counting words. I count my hours. I want to actually add that you need to be kind to yourself and remember that life happens. We have put all of the information that you need to get involved with NaNoWriMo this year on the Canterbury Writers website. So that's canterburywriters.org, and you'll find a menu tab that says NaNoWriMo. There's a links to the NaNoWriMo organization page, so you can sign up if you are wanting to sign up. And you'll find links to our Discord server. You'll find information about where all of the in-person events are on that website, including all the library ones. I am so excited for the libraries to be involved this year.
Judy has curated pretty much all of the different writing groups around Christchurch and created it as a central hub. And she also links to online events or groups, such as the writing live streams that I host with an author friend, Jamie Sands, who's in Auckland. It's a really nice, low-pressure way to have company while you work.
And the Discord server that we've got for Canterbury Writers, very active now. I think we've got over 200 people on the server, so get involved.
Thank you so much to both of you for talking to us today, and we wish you all the best for your NaNoWriMo challenge this year.
Thank you.
And this year, Christchurch City Libraries is hosting a series of casual drop-in, come-right-in sessions throughout November, intended to give people who are taking part in NaNoWriMo a space to work, connect, and get motivated. If you'd like to get involved, visit the Christchurch City Libraries website or drop into your local library for more information.